after a series of monetary law, of course some other laws as well, thornim, but mostly monetary law, the Torah then turns to some of the laws of kashrus, the foods that we are and are not allowed to eat. And the Torah introduces that with what's known as a basar treifa. A basar treifa is an animal that was torn asunder in the field, meaning a kosher animal, but it wasn't shechted. You found it killed by some other animal, or another hunter, whatever the case may be. The animal has now been killed out in the field. Lo sochelu, you're not allowed to eat such an animal. La kelev tashlichuno, so you have to send it off to the dogs, give it to them to eat, but you can't eat it yourself. Rashi already notes a couple of things. Number one, he says, the kelev tashlichuno so teaches us that it's not aser bahana, you're allowed to get benefit from it. If you have such a cow or any other animal, and it's not shechted appropriately, it just dies out in the field, so it's not prohibited to get any benefit from, you just can't eat it. And it doesn't have to be specifically given to the dogs, it could be sold to a non-Jew. Why does the Torah then highlight that the kelev tashlichono, so you should instead send it to the dogs? So Rashi points out, to teach us, Shein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekapech schar kol ber, Hashem doesn't withhold the reward to anything. Even the creatures, every creature gets exactly what it deserves. So you see, as a repayment for reward for that which the dogs did when we left Mitzrayim, lo yecharatz kelev l'shono, when we left, there wasn't even a dog that barked, the Torah says, as we left Mitzrayim. So it was a reward. So the Torah says, what are you going to do with this meat? So instead of selling it to a non-Jew, give it to the dogs, let them enjoy it at least. And it's just a sense of the reward that every creature gets exactly coming back to them what it is that they deserve and what it is that they have earned. The Ramban notes that this pasuk, which teaches us the prohibition of eating a kosher animal that wasn't slaughtered appropriately, begins with an introduction. And the introduction, which I haven't yet read, says, "Va'anshei kodesh tihiyun li." You should be for me people of holiness. That's the introduction to the pasuk that says, "Ubasar basad treifa lo sochel." And don't eat an animal that was torn apart in the field. Says the Ramban, why do we begin with such an introduction that you should be people of holiness? Until now, the Torah has been teaching us all how to act between Adam and Chavera, between one person and another person, in order that you shouldn't act in an abominable way between people. Now the Torah turns, when it talks about what you're going to eat, it says similarly, you can't be abominable in the way that you act to other people, and in the way that you eat, you have to allow your soul to become pure as well. Technically, a person should eat whatever it takes, whatever will be give you nutrients, whatever will give you sustenance, you should be allowed to eat anything. Why do we have a limitation on what we can eat? Says the Ramban, because you are what you eat. That's not a made-up phrase. You are exactly what you eat. If you eat dvarim mechu'arim, if you eat despicable, unclean, gastos, he says, coarse or thick types of food, they will create a coarse type of soul, the insensitivity of a soul. If a soul wants to be attuned to spirituality, wants to be refined and sensitive, the soul, the body that houses that soul, needs to eat the types of food that will allow the purity to seep through the body, include the soul in it, and therefore, anshei kodesh tihiyuni, you need to be people of holiness to me. I've given you now laws how to act, and now I'm going to give you laws how to eat, so that you indeed can become that type of holy people. Says the Ramban, and the Torah teaches us that, on a type of animal that's intrinsically kosher. It just wasn't shechted correctly. Al achas kama v'kama, how much more so on the shkotzim v'ramashim, the types of actual ramashim, the types of actual foods that are intrinsically, so to speak, not nucky, not clean, and create that type of spiritual contamination within the soul. Even on the kosher animal, the Torah says, you need to be holy. And everything that a Jew eats has to be done the way that one eats and what one eats all goes into the big picture of becoming people of holiness that are able to be, as the Ramban says, close to Hashem himself, to be kadosh, because ani Hashem, ani ki kadosh, ani, just like I am holy. Therefore, we have to mimic that as well in the way that we eat.